Welcome to episode 46 of Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Doughty.
I'm Larry Bly. Sounds like we're in the middle of a street.
No, he was getting a root canal last time.
Actually, sounds like we're. It always does here in the studio. Mike is.
Yeah, where is Mike?
Mike has just opened Mike's Driving School, spelled with a K. And thus far, he's only had a few fender benders. It turns out the students drive better than he does. Not terribly surprising, to tell you the truth, about the whole thing. But, you know.
Would I be incorrect by saying Mike and a rolling stop?
When Pipe Papa and I'm feeling fine. Hey, man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
There he goes.
Fusion, transfusion. I'm just a solid mess of contusions. Never, never, never gonna speed again. Slip the blood to me, bud.
So there we go.
It's a great song.
He went, by the way, went for a short drive recently to the store.
Mike did?
Uh-huh. And he ended up, it took him nearly an hour. But he eventually figured out how to get out of the traffic circle. Just going round and round and... Yeah, that's Mike for you. What can you do?
Oh, thank you so much for coming along. We're going to be talking about rock in the title of songs.
Oh, yeah.
The word rock. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to that in just a bit. But I guess we have a time for living. We got a few celebrities having birthdays. Happy birthday wishes to singer Vicky Carr.
It must be him.
It must be.
It must be.
No, it's actually her.
Oh, okay.
She's 82.
Ooh.
Also, singer bassist Alan Gorey of Average White Band. Man, I love their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
Love that. Alan is turning 76. Oh, man, all the greats are in their mid-70s.
Say it's not so.
Guitarist Brian May of Queen, 75. Guitarist Bernie Leadon of Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and also the Eagles early on, 75.
Singer Brian Auger is 83. What did Brian Auger do? I can't remember. Do you remember a song by Brian Auger?
No.
I remember the name. Huh. Oh, well, we'll have to look that one up.
Okay.
Dion DiMucci is 83 years old. Oh, my gosh. Singer Martha Reeves of Martha Reeves and the VDs, 81 years old. Guitarist Wally Bryan of the Raspberries is 73. And Ricky Skaggs, bluegrass singer. I love Ricky Skaggs, 68 years old.
You know, he should have found a bigger instrument to play. Than the mandolin?
Well, and you know, the bigger he gets, the smaller the mandolin looks.
So he could actually pick up a guitar, but he would master that.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to Yusuf Islam.
I know who that is.
Uh-huh.
Cat Stevens.
Yep. Oh, very young. Well, not anymore. 74, but what a talent. Eric Brazilian of the Hooters is 60. Now, he didn't work at Hooters, did he?
No, oh,
the group.
No, no.
The group.
The group,
okay.
Group of Hooters.
Whew, I was getting a little worried there for a second. All right. Eric's 69.
Singer Darlene Love. Oh, I love me some Darlene Love. She's 81 years old, still looks like $1 million. Singer Brenton Wood, the Oogum Boogum Man, is 81. Singer Mick Jagger, we've heard of him, of the Rolling Stones, 79 years old. Drummer Roger Taylor of Queen is 73.
Bassist John Lodge of Moody Blues, 79. Country singer T.G. Shepherd, 78. Kim Carnes, 77.
Seems impossible.
Wow. Carlos Santana turned 75. Guitarist J.J. French of Twisted Sister, 70. Paul Cook of the Sex Pistols, 66.
Just a couple more. Singer David Essex is 75.
Rock on.
Singer and former congressman.
What?
John Hall of Orleans, 74. Did you know that?
I was not aware of that.
Well, I wasn't aware of that either. Guitarist Blair Thornton of Bachman Turner Overdrive, 72. And one more, guitarist Slash, who has only one single name, Slash. Velvet Revolver and Guns N' Roses, 57 years old.
Oh, and did we mention Linda Ronstadt?
No.
I think it was just maybe the day we did the last podcast.
I don't think so.
Linda Ronstadt turned 76.
How about that?
So there you go. There are your birthdays and a time for living. You ready for rocking the title?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in the open, everything from Andy Kim, Stylistics, Rolling Stones, Aretha, Hughes Corporation, Austin Roberts. What do you have, like two hits?
Mm-hmm.
Or some like semi-hits? No. But I loved his stuff. Johnny Rivers, Rock for Defiles theme. You like the way I cheated?
I did.
We're real good at that.
The Rockford Files.
Yeah. Of course, that was by Mike Post. Michael Jackson, Clash, Rick Derringer. I always love Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. And John Mellencamp.
Mike Post is still writing songs for show titles.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
For TVs, what
yeah.
have you.
Still does some
Stephen Wolf, Rock Me.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Me Amadeus. Remember that? Falco.
Yep.
I don't remember Falco. Rock Me Baby, B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
Rock Me Tonight, Freddie Jackson. Rock and Roll Fantasy, Bad Company. Oh, I'd forgotten that song.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
I know, yeah.
Rock and Roll, I Gave the Best Years of My Life, Mac Davis. I do not remember that.
Oh, rock and roll, I gave you all the best years of my life. All the crazy, lazy young days. All the magic.
Oh, that's a great song. Yeah. Of course, that was the Mac Davis era, so, yeah.
Well, I mean, I lived through the Mac Davis era.
Well, we both did.
Yeah, we did. Rock and Roll is King, ELO. Rock and Roll Soul, Grand Funk Railroad.
Yeah. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo, I mentioned a second ago. This is a song that was written by musician Rick Derringer.
Mm-hmm.
First recorded in 1970 by Johnny Winter and his band. I was not aware of that.
Didn't know that.
Derringer was a member of that band. In 73, I guess Rick said, hey, I can do it a little bit better than Johnny. Recorded a solo version of Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. It was his only top 40 chart hit as a solo artist in the U.S. And what a hit it was.
Huge. It really was.
Yeah, yeah.
Rock of Ages, Def Leppard. I know you're a real Leppard fan.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Rock On, David Essex. We just mentioned David a few minutes ago. Had birthday.
Yep.
Rock Steady, Aretha Franklin. That was 1971. It was done again by a group called The Whispers in 1987.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was whispered and no one ever heard it. So,
but it didn't have that Aretha feel to
okay.
it.
Right.
Yeah, by no means.
Were you aware of the Whispers version of it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, were you? You
yeah.
probably played it.
I did yeah. several thousand times.
Yeah, probably so. One of the more famous ones, Rock the Boat by the Hughes Corporation.
Yeah, that's just a great song.
It is. Yeah. Unfortunately, they had to change their name after that because the actual Hughes Corporation, the Hughes Tool Corporation, came after them. And says, cease and desist. And so they were never the Hughes Corporation singing group after that.
I never have figured that out because today, would they be looking at it like, wait a minute, this is kind of promoting our name.
Free publicity, yeah.
Yeah,
but
duh.
See, so that's why you're not a lawyer, Larry.
Oh, okay.
You got to be a lawyer.
I could charge the same price.
You got to be a lawyer to understand the rules. Rock the Casbah. I love that.
That's a great song.
Clash. Man, that was a great one.
Yeah.
Rock This Town, Stray Cats.
Mm-hmm.
Rock With You. I Want to Rock With You.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. That's right. Rock Your Baby, George McRae. That was a good one.
That was a great song.
Rockin' Me, Steve Miller Band. I always liked the Steve Miller Band. Man, they were great.
Yeah. You mentioned Rock Your Baby by George McRae. Did you know it was written and produced by Harry Wayne Casey? KC and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, I thought you said John Casey.
No. Yeah. Harry Wayne Casey and Richard Finch of KC and the Sunshine Band were the ones who wrote that disco hit from 74, and that's just it's a great song. But if you notice a similarity, and I've never really paid that much attention to it, the chord progression in Whatever Gets You Through the Night and Dancing Queen, apparently you're not far off the mark. Lennon admitted using the song as an inspiration to Whatever Gets You Through the Night, and ABBA was inspired by Rock Your Baby for the backing track of their 76 hit, Dancing Queen.
Get out of here.
Yep. There you go. A little backstory.
Well, we had one for Christmas. Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That was an easy one.
Comes back every year. It still sounds great. Rocket Man, Elton John.
Yeah, yeah.
Rockin' Pneumonia, The Boogie Woogie Blues.
Love that song.
Johnny Rivers. It was actually, that song was done by a lot of people. I think everybody. I think you even did a version.
But nobody can do it as well as Johnny Rivers.
Okay, if you say so. Rockin' Robin, Bobby Day, 1958, and then Michael Jackson in 72. I don't remember his version.
Oh, you
well,
don't.
Yes, I do. I played it on the last podcast.
Yeah. It's a good version.
I think I did.
Very good version.
Rocky, Austin Roberts. I don't remember that. Rocky Mountain High, John Denver. Mm-hmm. Who could forget that?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't because I played it like 6,000 times.
But that was a great song. Isn't that considered Western Writers of America chose Rocky Mountain High as one of the top 100 Western songs of all time? And it's one of two state songs in Colorado.
I've never thought of it as a Western song. I always thought of it as just a top 40 hit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Rockford Files, Mike Post, we mentioned him again a while ago. And Rock Your Little Baby to Sleep, Buddy Knox. I don't remember that.
I know, 1957.
Well, it was before my time. I know this is shocking to you, but there are actually a few things that are before my time. I was just a little leery when that came around.
One of my favorite rock songs, I Am a Rock, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I didn't realize it was included on Simon and Garfunkel's acoustic debut album, Wednesday Morning 3 a.m. Actually, it was not included on that album. That came out in 64, but Simon began writing the song before the end of January 64 and had it completed by May of 65 when he first recorded it, and it was included on his solo acoustic album, The Paul Simon Songbook, which was released in the UK in 65, the summer of that year. And until 81, the initial recording of I Am a Rock was only on the Paul Simon Songbook. I've never heard Paul doing it solo, though.
No, I don't think I have either.
It's just a great song.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Rockahula Baby was one of those Elvis songs.
God bless you.
It was one of those songs from a movie that he did. You remember Rock and Roll by Gary Glitter?
Oh, yeah.
Rock and Roll Lullaby, B.J. Thomas. Yep. Man, I love me some B.J. Thomas.
You were talking about the songs that you don't remember, and this one does not stick out in my head because there were so many great songs from ELO. Rock and Roll is King. I'm just drawing a blank there. Of course, there again, when I think of ELO, I'm always thinking of Mr. Blue Sky.
The big hits. So somebody went into Deep Tracks, which is, by the way, what they do on the bridge all the time. Rock Around the Clock, probably one of the most famous songs ever in rock and roll history by Bill Haley.
How about Rock and Roll Heaven from the Righteous Brothers?
Righteous Brothers. Man, that was a big hit.
That was just huge. That was a great, great song. Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, that was just one of those songs, though, you always wanted, we did, on the air. We always wanted to play it in the morning, but it was one of those songs that was departed for only afternoon and nights. Apparently, it was just too loud.
I was rolling into Martinsburg, West Virginia one morning to see a client. I had a bunch of clients up there with my ad agency.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were listening to local radio station. I can't remember the call letters anymore. But anyway, it was a radio station that was supposed to appeal to a large demographics. And a guy's playing Old Black Betty at 9:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And I called him up and I said, "What is wrong with you? Have you ever heard of day parting? You don't play Old Black Betty at 9:30 in the morning. It makes me nervous."
Who did that? Ram? I think it was.
Ram Jam.
Yeah, Ram Jam.
Ram Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did that.
Oh, Ram's a truck. Never mind.
All righty. That's all I got.
Let's see. A couple more. The Heart of Rock and Roll, Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, that was a great one.
Yeah, that was a great, great song. Joan Jett, I Love Rock and Roll.
Okay. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So Chuck Berry and Beach Boys, rock and roll music. Yeah. I always thought the Beach Boys did a great job on that. I think the Beach Boys, all they really ever wanted to do was like a song that was under 3 minutes, maybe 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can get back to the beach, surfing, whatever they did. So there you go. That's just some of the rock songs, but you know good and well there are tons more out there.
It's interesting, Larry, how songs come together in the studio. It always doesn't go as smoothly in the studio as the final product, as you know.
Play little ooh-baba-doo like a ooby-baba, ooby-baba. See, I think it's a mistake on my part. I got the same chord over and over, like a clink, 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 clink.
That's right! That's right!
You want me to play the same thing all through the song?
You catch on fast!
Wow.
My need is such
scared me. Don't do that.
That's a take you didn't hear on the record. I couldn't resist.
Who was that?
It was Stan Freberg.
Oh, of course it was.
Stan Freberg. I know you always like Stan Freberg.
Like I've always said, he's not right.
I was sitting at my desk the other day, and I happened to think of that cut. And so I came in here, and I found it.
It's a great one. That's a great cut. It is. I guess it's that time. Seconds guessing?
Oh, you want to do that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we can do that. Because I did so well on that last one.
Yeah, I was listening to it the other day. I thought, boy, he's sweating this one out, isn't he?
Yeah. I had nightmares from that last one.
If you guess all the songs today with rock in the title, you'll receive this beautiful and one-of-a-kind chamber pot festooned with two Larrys and a mic podcast logo. You didn't even know we had one, did you? Yeah, well, we do. Well, this will come in very handy for you, Larry.
Oh?
You see, Larry and the Miseries live in a wonderful 20-room mansion with a half bath. What were they thinking when they built that thing, Larry? It's just ridiculous. Anyway, it does create problems when the Mrs. Dowdy is tying up the loo, powdering her nose.
Right, yes. Okay.
So now you have a lovely alternative. Mm. This gorgeous chamber pot. If you can.
That's beautiful.
Oh, I know.
Glenna will be so proud if I bring that home. So chances are she'll lock me out.
So, you ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. I think I know that. Duh. Light came on. So, you want to be a rock and roll star? And the Birds?
You got it. Well, rock and roll star of the Birds.
Okay, I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
Not yet, buddy.
Oh, okay. That's Stray Cats. And Rock This Town.
You got that one, too. Okay. We mentioned them a while ago, as a matter of fact. Here's one we mentioned, too. Okay. Coming up right now. Right. Any moment.
Oh. That's Hughes Corporation, or Hughes Corp. And Rockabout.
Rockabout, Hughes Corporation. Boy, I tell you, you're three for three right now. I'll tell you, that's chamber pot. Almost. Easy one.
And the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers, Lonnie Mackett, Twang, and Eddie Hisman, Ring, we're going steady, take it easy, take me high,
I forgot about this. Life is a Rock. Reunion?
Absolutely. I forgot about your reunion. Life is, love is a rock and a radio roll.
Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
That's Neil Diamond.
It is Neil Diamond.
Got nothing to lose, so you just sing the blues all the time.
Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks. You got that one. Yeah. We only missed one thus far, I'm proud of. Here comes another one. Easy.
Paul Simon.
All together now, ladies and gentlemen.
Like a rock. When I was a little boy. And wait a minute. It was the devil. Dixie Hummingbirds. We're doing
Dixie
the background.
Hummingbirds in the background. See now, who do you think you're? I thought I'd just let it roll a little
bit. That's a great song.
And it don't get no better than that. Now, here's another one you will remember from the distant past.
Or not. Limbo Rock. Who did that? Chubby Checker?
Chubby Checker, you got it, man. You're on a roll. Or is it a biscuit?
Oh, Michael. Michael and the Jackson 5. I guess they were 5 then, right? Rockin' Robin.
Rockin' Robin. Man, that had a great bass line in that thing. Oh, yeah. That was just fabulous. It really was. And here's another.
Oh, we talked about this.
She was just 16 and all alone.
B.J. Thomas.
Yep.
When I came to be.
And sadly, this wasn't one of his bigger hits. Rock and Roll Lullaby.
Absolutely.
Together.
Okay.
Just my mama, child, and me.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Now things were bad and she was scared.
Okay, we only got one more.
All right.
And this one's easy,
I'm feeling the pressure. I think we're this close. This close. That's the Salem Red Sox. Sounder to get you off your butt.
It's what?
No, Gary Glitter and Rock and Roll. Now, is this part one?
Nope, it's part two.
Part two. I never could remember that.
There goes the chamber pot. And you know what? Nobody remembers what part one ever was.
No, they don't.
I never could figure that one out. No one could figure it out.
But that song came out at a time they could have squeezed all those tracks on one side.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
What were they thinking? Maybe they who is that, Columbia? Maybe they thought that, part two is just better and we'll appease Gary Glitter.
Oh, there goes a big truck.
That was a big truck, yeah.
And now, a music note.
Oh.
That's the music note. Went to a lot of trouble on this production today, as you can tell. Joni Mitchell has just made her first appearance at the New York Folk Festival in 51 years. And it's her first time performing anywhere, singing and playing the guitar since an aneurysm nearly killed her a few years back. Mm. In fact, she had to learn to talk all over again, to sing, to walk, to do everything all over again, to play the guitar. She says she relearned how to play her songs on the guitar by watching videos of herself so she could see where the fingers belonged on the frets in order to play. Isn't that amazing?
That is. Yeah, that's an amazing story.
So yeah, that's my thing of note there.
This is where we get to obituary. And I'm just curious, this wasn't a singer, but is Tony Dow, who played Wally, is he dead yet? Or
he died yesterday, day before yesterday.
That was so confusing because
I know what you're
saying. It came out on Facebook, and then the manager said, well, it didn't happen. And then the next day,
last night on CBS Evening News, Nora Donnell said, and today we lost blah, blah, blah. And I looked at my friend Rob and I says, excuse me, that happened yesterday.
Yes.
I mean, so yeah, there's
good old social media comes through in a pinch.
But it did actually happen. He is gone.
Gone
to that great beaver in the sky.
Yeah, well, there you go. Up there running around with Eddie Haskell. Mm-hmm. What could go wrong there?
Yeah.
Elvis actress, and we talked about this a couple episodes back, Shanka Dukere, who played Shanka Dukere, who played Big Mama Thornton. She passed away on July 21st in Nashville at the age of 44.
Oh, my God. Happened.
I still haven't seen what happened, if it was natural causes or what it was. But
short life, huh?
Yeah, indeed. But Baz Luhrmann has been talking about her and how energetic she was and all just the life of the movie set when they were filming the Elvis movie. So that was just a shock to so many. So again, if you haven't seen the Elvis movie, 2.5 hours, I know. But it
I'm going to save it for home because I like to be able to hit pause and get up and go to the loo or go out and get a drink or whatever.
Well, and I'm going to do a self-plug for my other podcast now, Larry Dowdy, Mike Side. Kenny Shelton, who has done Elvis impersonation for years, he's an Elvis nut, okay? Yeah. And that's okay. But we did a podcast just yesterday, and it came out today, on the movie with Baz Luhrmann, and he talks about some of the liberties that Baz Luhrmann takes. He has been known to do that in movies, that he takes that may or may not have actually happened in the timeline.
Well, I think everybody takes a little license, a creative license.
Hollywood has never done that.
Well, okay.
So, anyway.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, remember me mentioning the B.B. King, Elvis and B.B. King?
Yeah.
Apparently, they knew each other.
But that never
happened. But they didn't really hang out that much. They're on Beale Street.
Excuse me, I'm cleaning my glasses. I realized I can't see because my glasses are
on. That was the problem all along.
This is what it was. I'm blaming the glasses and I'm sticking with it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, if you wear glasses, it's a good one. Do we have radio tales?
Actually, I do.
Okay.
I moved to Roanoke in 1971 to take a job at WRV Radio. Mm-hmm. And shortly after moving here, Tanglewood Mall opened, one of the biggest malls in the state at the time. So naturally, WROV sold a remote to them, of course.
Okay.
And we don't know why they did this, but they sent both Bart Prater and me to do the same remote.
What could go wrong there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were situated in the French Quarter. Remember that? French Quarter was so unique and beautiful and wonderful. I never forgave them when they closed
what was
it down.
I used to get my hair cut there at the uppercut.
Uppercut, yeah. When your head is in a rut. Take it to the uppercut.
Yep, there you go.
Anyway, there was a semicircle upstairs of small shops. Mm-hmm. And it was like a little neighborhood, a little New Orleans-type neighborhood. Had a wine and cheese shop, a high-end hair salon, which we just mentioned.
Okay.
DJ's Pizzas and Subs on the corner there. And a leather shop and, alas, a high-end women's lingerie shop featuring many under things and even custom-made bras. So Bart and I arrived, you can see this coming, to find the usual cheap and wobbly fold-out table with two microphones and two headphones, one for each of us.
Yeah.
So we're sitting nose-to-nose across from each other at this little wobbly table that they always provided us with. The music, news, and other stuff, of course, was handled by someone running the board back at the station. So they'd just come to us and we'd talk.
Right.
But they ran all the other stuff back at the station. So they'd come to us and Bart would read some copy. And then they'd come back and I would read some copy about one store and another store and this and that and the other. And, of course, being the old seasoned pros that we were... We seldom read these things in advance. Sort of ad-libbed our way around some bullet points on paper. So what could go wrong? And so it came to be my turn.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting practically nose to nose with Bart at this table. Mm-hmm. And I began reading about the House of Coscott, I think it was called. I think it may have been called that. A high-end women's undergarments place.
Yeah.
And I said, and I looked down at the copy and read one copy point. I said, well, you know, Bart, it says here that the same engineering goes into every Coscott brassiere as went into the planning and building of the Golden Gate Bridge. And I went to say something else, and the word stuck in my throat, and I couldn't speak. And I look up, and Prater explodes into the microphone, into laughter. And then... I exploded into laughter, and we became two laughing hyenas, incapable of speaking another word. Thankfully, the guy back at the station just stopped coming to us because we kept howling every time we went to speak. I think we were off the air for like 20 minutes. They didn't get their money's worth out of us, I'll tell you. So now no one ever said a word to me about this.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure... Well, I was pretty sure my job was already down the tubes. I'd just gotten here before it even got started. But I imagine that poor Bart, the program director, probably got called into the sales department the following day and got a good chewing out. And maybe even the GM and possibly the owner's office, maybe all three, I don't know. But that was the first and only time they ever sent the two of us out to do anything together. It was the end of that.
See, up to that day, it was a good idea.
Well, it seemed like it, you know. I said, it's a heavy-duty remote. Let's send the big boys out. Turns out it was a terrible idea. But we had an awful lot of fun.
Well, there you go. And
neither of us
That's all that matters.
We didn't get fired. I'm shocked that we didn't. By the way, I read an article recently. Mm-hmm. I wanted to pass this by you.
Oh?
About a man who was at Disneyland when people started complaining to Disney workers at the park about a guy walking around with a T-shirt not appropriate for public.
Oh.
Much less Disneyland.
Okay.
The shirt was so vulgar that some Disney security people, probably dressed like Daffy Duck, pulled him aside and brought him to the security office, a little building that looks like something the Three Pigs might inhabit, and asked him to stop wearing it. And even offering him a Mickey T-shirt instead, which they, oh, by the way, they offered at a discount.
You know, I was going to say, Disney doesn't give anything away.
No,
I'm sorry.
Give anything. You kidding? No. But anyway, I thought this brought to my mind about how very sad it is that society has gotten so blind to what's appropriate and not that they'd have to, you have to tell people that this is inappropriate.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd perform a public service on the podcast by offering a few of Uncle Lair's songs to avoid under certain circumstances.
Oh.
Yeah. For instance, the first dance of the bride and groom on wedding day, do not play The Lady is a Tramp, Sinatra. That's not a good idea. When choosing music for the late departed, perhaps it would be best to avoid Dude Looks Like a Lady Because even though Uncle Frank never gave up his mullet, it's probably not the image Uncle Frank would like to leave us with. And, you know, sometimes people enroll in these self-help classes, which often involves singing a song or two.
Right.
So during the smoking cessation class, it's probably not a good idea to request everyone join in singing, "Don't Bogart That Joint, My Friend, Pass It Over to Me." Yes, we all liked Easy Rider, but it's 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Well, come to think of it, we have come full circle on that one. And when your dear old sweet Aunt Roxy buys the farm, please avoid playing Roxanne, You Don't Have to Put Out the Red Light Tonight at her wake. So anyway, the Sommelier's advice to those who probably could use it.
And that was a public service announcement.
That was public service. The whole thing was public service.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
We can write that off as public service.
That's it. That's all we got, isn't it?
All right. Yeah, I think that's about all I can think of at the moment.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our songs with rock in the title, and we appreciate you listening to episode 46 of Two Larrys and a Mic. You can follow Two Larrys and a Mic wherever you download your podcast.
Of course.
And share this podcast with someone by simply clicking on the share button.
That would be a wonderful thing to do.
Oh, it would. It's better than a gift at Christmas. Uh-huh. We hope you'll join us next time for Two Larrys and a Mic. I'm Larry Dowdy.
I'm Larry Bly. And
still
out there wandering. That's this little class he's got going with the students, trying to teach them to drive better. Yeah.
Who has the learner's permit?
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure he has a permit, but anyway.
We'll see you next time.